The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
Okay, so even though DJ Automatic doesn't want to put our tree up, Anthony, you know, he said his garage is clean now. He doesn't want to do any of that for everybody else. Surprisingly, Mr. Grinch over here is like, put that tree up whenever you want.
Whenever your little heart desires, because it doesn't matter what time you put it up, because it's your tree and it's your house and you can do whatever you want in your space.
I believe that an evergreen in your house the first 2 weeks of November makes you look psychotic. You're a weirdo with that up. You're undermining the great day that is Thanksgiving. And shout out to, I don't know, my parents out there. The parents, you want to have your kids asking, when are the presents going to be underneath there? When are the parents' presents going to be underneath there for like a month straight? Traditionally, it does not get put up until at the earliest the day after Thanksgiving.
You know, there's a woman listening right now that's had her Christmas shopping done since August, and she can't wait to put those presents underneath that tree.
Yeah, but if we want to get technical, you're both wrong.
Traditionally, you're supposed to put your Christmas tree up on the Advent, which is the first Sunday in December, and you leave it up until January 5th.
I get that, but when have we ever done anything according to tradition?
Never. Never, ever. But I think that it's good to carry these things on. And also something you said, even though Anthony's pretending here and being a bah humbug, Automatic, what you said, most importantly, put the tree up whenever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
If you want to keep it up all year long, go ahead. The woman who does my hair, she keeps her Christmas tree up till St. Paddy's Day.
What?
And she just puts different decorations on it, Anthony.
At that point, you should leave it for the leprechauns.
That's what I'm saying. She just keeps it all the way up. No, she does. She does it for Valentine's Day. And then the last time she decorates is for St. Paddy's Day. And then she takes her tree down. But that way, we're always feeling the spirit inside the salon. You know, we give her extra tips. All right, when do you put your Christmas tree up? Call us up, 877-730-DCS1.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Well, a Texas woman is in trouble. Her name is Rebecca Taylor, 49 years old, and she was shoplifting at Walmart. Ooh. She tried to shoplift a baby.
Oh, no, that
was just a shock. They're not releasing the name of the woman that this lady approached. Obviously, she wants to remain anonymous. Someone's trying to buy your baby.
Dang.
You know, she said, at first, I thought the woman was kidding around.
That used to be my mom's favorite joke to me. She's like, I'm going to sell you one day.
Well, had she known Miss Taylor,
yeah,
she would have been offered $500,000.
Oh, she would have sold me quick, dog.
She had 250 cash in the car ready to go.
Hey, it doesn't end up so great for Miss Taylor, though, because she was arrested by local police.
Now, she's been charged with the sale or purchase of a child, which is a third-degree felony.
Yeah, that's only 5 or 10 years in jail.
Ooh, dude. Well, I mean, she kind of got off lucky because, you know, being a parent, that's a lifetime commitment.
Oh.
That's life, dude. That's...
Well, listen to this one. Science can now determine when you'll die just by looking at your eyes.
Oh, what does that look mean?
The new study is called the retinal age gap. It suggests that if your retina is aging faster than the rest of you, you are 67% more likely to die within the decade.
Why don't they just call it the death stare?
Well, that makes me a little bit worried because that means when you start losing your sight, if you're really young, you only got 10 years. That doesn't make any sense.
No. So what they determine is that the eye tissue shows signs of disease or bad health way before any other symptoms would pop up on like a blood test or, you know, just a doctor giving you a checkup.
So that's not even a light at the end of the tunnel. You're just blind. You just can't even see.
You're just getting closer to death.
Yeah,
that's so sad.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
It's the Dana Cortez Show. Time to play Who's Lying. Our contestant is on the phone, Sierra Richardson. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Well, let's do it.
Let's do it.
I love it when people get into it. You know what I'm saying? That's my favorite part. Okay, Sierra. If you guess Who's Lying, obviously you're going to win DCS merch, hoodies, T-shirts, crew necks. We need to be your favorite morning show, so you got to get to know who we are. One of us is telling a lie. I'm going to begin the tall tales first. My name is Dana Cortez. And when I was little, I moved a lot. I was raised by my Nana, and she would follow my mom so we could have this great relationship, and it worked. And I went to over 20 schools. So I didn't have a lot of close friends when I was little, but as I've gotten older, I've made so many great friends, and it taught me that I should be able to move around. Don't be scared. Go get the bag. And home really is where the heart is.
DJ Automatic here, Sierra. I grew up in Minnesota. I actually graduated high school from this place called Holy Rosary High School. I went to college at the University of Minnesota, and I'm actually the only person on the show who has a college degree. But until radio, I never really moved around. I just stayed in Minnesota until then.
Yo, what's up? Anthony A. And I attended three different colleges, and I went to a school in New Jersey. While I was there, I interned for the New York Football Giants and actually got field access and would edit their practice footage for them.
Ooh, Sierra, somebody is telling a lie. We're good liars. I can't even remember who it is. No, I'm just kidding. If you guess correctly, you get the DCS merch. Who's lying?
I think Automatic.
You're right.
You're right.
I was born in Minnesota, but I moved to New Mexico when I was 8, and I've lived all over the country.
God,
I didn't go to University of Minnesota either. I went to University of New Mexico. I am the only one with a college degree in here, though.
I thought that was going to trip you up, because we talk about that a lot. We always say Otto's the only person with a degree.
I thought that was the lie.
No, it's not.
She's like, I didn't realize y'all are a bunch of dummies.
Oh, no, she thought you were. She's like, oh, he does have a degree. So I did move a lot. Hey, to anybody listening, I want to tell you something. Don't be afraid to move and go get what you need. Don't think you're stuck where you are. And Sierra, do you want a hoodie, a t-shirt, or a crew neck?
I'll take a hoodie.
Let's go. Hey. All right. Thank you so much for playing. Hold the line so we can get all your information. Everybody out there, we love you. You could be playing next week. Call us up, 877-730-DCS1. We could be calling you. All right. It's Who's Lying. We'll be right back.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
We're here. It is the biggest bar night of the year, officially known as Drinksgiving or Blackout Wednesday.
Hey.
Let's talk about it. Hey, what's good, everyone? It's Dana Cortez. I'm Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic.
I go by Anthony A.
I have a question for you, Automatic and Anthony A, and I don't care who answers first. Have you ever gone to work the next day after this night and tried to conduct business?
I'm not on Thanksgiving.
I ain't
never.
Anywhere where they make me work on Thanksgiving, dog.
Well, you obviously both have not been in radio very long. I have. I've literally had to come to work the next day to run some kind of public service, you know, appearance or something.
Damn.
I remember one year I fell asleep underneath the DJ booth. Oh. And the guy working across the hall, he came in. And I jumped up because I heard the door open. He said, what are you doing? I said, I dropped my earring. And he believed me. I was asleep.
I mean, if you're asking, have I ever come in from a night of partying before and done the radio show? Yeah, I've done it a couple nights.
Did you have to DJ like that, Automatic?
No, I've done the show drunk before.
Oh, my gosh.
I feel like we're confessing too much now.
Yeah.
I do appreciate going out tonight, though, because you have all that great Thanksgiving food to look over to.
Yeah. But with a bad hangover, I don't like to eat like that.
Cool. Stop being a sissy.
Yeah, come on.
Dude. Dang, dog.
I'm the type that I just get sick and I'm just like praying to the toilet god. I'm like, oh my God, I'll never do it again. I can't eat with a heavy hangover.
I can't. I like to, you know, I wake up, shout out to my family because they don't do anything until like noon, like early afternoon.
Oh, you got the
so
good
you get
an
opportunity to sleep in.
Nah,
and you wake up, you go eat some of my mom's Thanksgiving, and you crash out on the couch for a little bit, wake up, get a second plate. Oh, girl.
Nah, my nana, you come home like that, she's like making you get up and help cook.
Ah,
it's not going down
damn,
like that.
Dude.
Plus, I mean, I just think, honestly, if it's not spicy food, I don't want it. Plus, it helps with the horrible hangover that everybody's listening is going to have tomorrow.
Do you know what a great way to avoid a horrible hangover is?
What,
just keep the party going.
No, because then you end up under the DJ booth like I was that day. That is not good.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.
Okay, this crazy crimes of passion begins in 1990. When 20-year-old Tanya Hughes was found on the side of the road, believed to have died in a hit and run, when paramedics arrived, she was still clinging to life. So doctors went through her things. They called her husband, Clarence Hughes, also the father of her 2-year-old son, Michael, who arrived the next day. He didn't even show up the day of.
What?
Tanya didn't make it. She passed away. Now, she worked as an exotic dancer. So, of course, police began questioning her coworkers, who told them they believed she was being abused by her husband.
She had bruises the whole backside of her. She said she slipped and fell. I'm no different. And it was bad.
All right. So, obviously, women will hide that if they're being abused. But, you know, she's an exotic dancer. So that's how they noticed all the bruises. So here's where the story takes another turn. Tanya Hughes, since she passed away, of course, paperwork has to be filed because this person is deceased. And the person, Tanya Hughes, had already passed.
this young woman was using someone else's identity.
Oh, okay.
Tanya Hughes
had Tanya Hughes.
No, she was using someone else's social security card. So who was the woman in the hospital who later died? Police began circulating her photo on the news. One woman recognized her, but not as Tanya, as Susan Marshall. And the man, Clarence Hughes, was not her husband, but her father, Warren Marshall.
Oh.
Her best friend in high school, Jenna Fisher, said Sharon was an exemplary student, had a full ride to Georgia Tech in aerospace engineering. And she just said how beautiful she was. Just a standout beauty in high school. So Jenna goes on to say she spent the night one time with Sharon. Her father came into her bedroom with a gun, ordered me to lay down on the floor, put a sleeping bag over my head, and raped her best friend, his own daughter, at gunpoint. The next day, Sharon said, "Daddy's just like that. I'm okay. You're okay. Let's just go." And she says she didn't tell her parents because she was afraid that this man would kill her. Now, Sharon got pregnant by this man, supposedly her father. She was forced to give the baby up. She got pregnant again. She was forced to give the baby up. She was pregnant again with her third child. Remember, we talked about Michael at the very beginning. So she was allowed to keep this child. But after she died, the man known as her husband kidnapped him from foster care and ran. Who is this man? Who is this man?
A bad man.
He's a fugitive. His name was Franklin Delano Floyd. 30 years later, the young woman who died alone in the hospital was finally identified as Suzanne Marie Savakis, daughter of Sandy Chipman, who was married to Franklin Floyd in 1974. He kidnapped Suzanne and her younger brother, Cliff, in 75. So it turns out Suzanne had given birth to two babies earlier. We talked about that. That's how all of this comes together. Those DNA tests prove who she was because of her other siblings. Oh, and the little boy Cliff is now a man. In 2019, through genealogy, he took a test and found out, oh my gosh, I'm not even who I thought I was. So he kidnapped these two kids, but the little girl he had the whole time. And she died not knowing who she really was. And her mother told authorities back in 1975, he took my kids.
I went to the police station immediately and told the police he had taken my children. The police said, "Are you legally married to him?" And I said, "Yes." And the police said, "Well, then that's a civil thing. You'll have to take care of yourself."
This was a lot.
I'm
still trying to wrap my head around Jenna Fisher.
Jenna Fisher's her best friend.
Okay, knew just her for in clarification, high school. Don't get mad at me, but that's not the Jenna Fisher who plays Pam in The Office.
It is not. No, okay. I thought.
This is crazy. This story's wild. It could be. I don't know.
I wonder how many people are kidnapped and taken and live their lives never knowing who they are. And he never admitted
more than we think
to killing Suzanne, but he did admit to killing his own child, Michael. He shot Michael in the back of the head when he was 6 years old.
Ooh.
And by the way,
this guy is a monster.
Franklin died on death row January 2023.
Oh, darn.
And I know, I shouldn't dwell on this, but I wish she would have known who she was. I wish that her mother would have been able to find her. There's just so much to this story.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Biggest bar night of the year. It's called Drinksgiving, Blackout Wednesday, whatever we want to talk about. You know what it is? It's a big goddang high school reunion.
That's what it is.
Everybody goes home. Got to go to the bar. You're meeting up with all your old homies.
Yes,
and getting drunk.
It's great. I love it, dude.
Is it great, Anthony?
Yes.
Is it really great?
I love this energy, dog. It's so fun. Like, you have an extended weekend, so it's an extra Friday that you earn throughout the year. It's a beautiful time, dude. And like, if you go straight from like getting out of work to happy hour to, you know, staying out all night, oh, it's beautiful, dog.
And then you go back to hooking up with the chick you used to hook up with in high school.
That's where you got
to
draw the line a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you and I are married, so there'll be none of that. But I've gone out with you, and I've seen all your exes in one room many times.
Gross.
In fact, one year, one of them threw her keys at me.
Oh no,
it wasn't the keys. It was a No, I threw the glass. Never mind.
Dang.
That's what I'm saying.
the night before Thanksgiving?
I don't think it was the night before Thanksgiving. I think it was just a random night, but you don't want to mess with Dana Cortez.
My other tips.
It's regressive. What tonight is a regression back into your high school days.
Yeah. Which is always fun.
Yeah, dude.
It's not fun. I mean, it
is what you make it.
Yeah, dude, my high school days were fun as hell, dog.
Yeah.
I would say.
I had a baby.
Exactly. Okay. For us, it was fun, Dana. We were raising a child.
Dog, fun
sucker. We were children.
I'm about to throw keys at you right now.
What do you think the best part of tonight is?
The best part of tonight is seeing your friends, and then you see one home, you're like, yo, you want a shot? And they're like, I want a shot. And then they can buy shots. He goes, shot for shot. Oh, I love it, dog.
And then all of a sudden, it's 5 a.m, you're like, damn, I got to get up and cook with my mom in a couple hours.
No, your friends, Otto, I'm just saying, y'all go a little too far.
Well,
guys go too far.
Is there such a thing as too far?
No.
On a Wednesday night before Thanksgiving?
Not in good spirits, dog. As long as you secure a designated driver home, you don't harm nobody. You know what I'm saying? You're not overspending. Well, maybe a little bit overspending.
Well, Automatic and his friends can't come to the party then. Because everything you just said, they're doing. And you trying to get out of a party is difficult. Once he's 2-3 drinks in, trying to get him home is even harder.
Yeah. That's when
DJ Automatic comes out.
That explains why you haven't DJed any of my parties in like, what, 2-3 years now, dude?
The hard part is getting me out.
And then getting him home is terrible. All right, 877-730-DCS1. What do you have planned for tonight? Do you really regress back into your high school self? I think it's a real thing.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.